Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Harris King calls in with his new music picks.
Wait a minute, who called in?
Harris King.
Hang on, didn't we fight a war from 1775 to 1783 so you could get rid of a German-speaking king? I'm confused.
Okay, Stephen, it's been fun hanging out with you this week. We're on Thursday today, and Patrick Foster's out, and thanks for stepping in. Next man up.
Well, it's been great. Thanks for having me along for the ride, Jim. It's been brilliant.
So Patrick Foster is out this week. I'm Jim Lenihan. The show is Rockin' the Suburbs, and filling in for Patrick is Stephen Routledge in Scotland. Where in Scotland exactly?
I live in a small town called Callander, which is about 40 miles north of Glasgow. Stirling, if you heard of the city of Stirling, that's the nearest big town. That's about 20 minutes away. And for history buffs, that's where the Battle of Stirling Bridge took place, which features in the film Braveheart.
Yes.
A not historically accurate film, I need to point out.
I'm sure. Now, how far do you have to go to see shows?
I saw Josh Rouse in Stirling, which was amazing.
Okay.
That was a real small, intimate show. It's from a small venue in Stirling, but normally it's Glasgow or Edinburgh, mainly Glasgow, because that's the bigger city. And so big bands will play somewhere like the Hydro, or if it's somewhere, they'll do the stadiums. Sometimes they'll play Edinburgh for the stadiums again, because they've got stadiums there. But you've got smaller sort of venues, club venues and that in Glasgow as well. But probably the best place to see bands in Glasgow is a venue called the Barrowlands, which is an old dance hall. It's got like the vintage, like neon sign out the front. It's in a market all around it during the daytime. And it's like an old dance hall. So the floor is wooden and sprung. And it's upstairs.
Yes.
So when it's rocking, it's really rocking. And I saw Wilco there. I've seen Teenage Fan Club there numerous times. I've seen Trivium there. I've seen, loads. Yeah, I mean, that's probably, for the atmosphere, it's probably the best place to go in Scotland for a gig, I would say. And you can park right outside almost. So I can be home in 45 minutes from a gig, which is great.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Do you drive back afterward or do you stay overnight?
Yeah, I'll drive over. It's only 40 miles away. So, I can be door to door from Barrowland. Certainly, I can be back in under 50 minutes without rushing, just because you're straight on. You're 5 minutes onto the motorway and it's motorway back to Stirling and then 20 minutes from there to here.
Yeah. So all right.
All right. So I probably see more gigs now I'm in Scotland than I did when I lived half an hour outside of London, because getting into the middle of London is a right pain in the ass, whereas getting into the middle of Glasgow is a lot easier. So it's somewhat ironic. But.
Yes, that's how I feel about going into Washington, D.C. So I hear you. So, all right. Let's see here. Okay, so I mentioned we have two calls today for listener new music. Let's get started here.
Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Harris in South Carolina calling about new music in October. The theme of my two selections this month is definitely very German, and more specifically, very Berlin. The first band I found out about watching the show Deutschland 89, which is on Hulu. It's been three seasons, Deutschland 83, Deutschland 86, Deutschland 89. Really good show. They were showing a concert with punk music, and I thought maybe it's some kind of East German punk band from back then. So I Shazammed what was being played, and it ended up being a current German band, or a Berlin band, called Isolation Berlin, or Isolation Berlin, for us English speakers. Anyway, they just put out a record called Geheimnis, which means secret. And the name of the song I'm picking is Enfant Terrible, which is just a good rocking song. He's singing about trying to grow up and not being such a slacker, going out too much, drinking too much, things along those lines. So give it a listen. The second band is Public Service Broadcasting, which I think are an English band, and they made a record called Bright Magic that came out this month, and it is super krautrocky. Apparently, they went over to Berlin and lived there for 9 months and recorded it. It's great. I really like it. like I said, a lot of krautrock sounds going on. There's different stuff going on too, though. They've got some featured singers from Berlin. One of the songs Blixa Bargout sings on, which is great. But the song I'm picking is called Blue Heaven, and it's more synth poppy, sort of new order. And the featured Berlin singer is Andrea Casablanca. So give Blue Heaven by Public Service Broadcasting a listen. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Harris, for the call. And let's see here. Let's start with his first pick here. He had a better pronunciation than I'm going to give it. It's the band is Isolation Berlin.
Schrecklich verletzt. Ach, soll sie doch gehen, die Kuh. Ach, bitte, geht doch alle mit, wenn sie euch so wichtig ist, und lasst mich bloß mit eurem Gequatsch in Ruhe. Alles, was ich will, ist noch ein Bier. Ja, soll ich denn vertrocknen hier? Hallo, ist da irgendwer an der Bar? Ja, bringt's mir doch zur Bühne hin. Ihr seht, dass ich beschäftigt bin. Ich muss noch dieses Lied zu Ende singen. Der gestrige Abend schlug mir auf den Magen. Ich hab ein paar Dinge kaputt geschlagen und Sachen gesagt, die unverzeihbar sind. Sollten wir uns gleich auf Toilette sehen? Nein, danke, ich nehme kein Kokain. Den Scheiß, den könnt ihr schön alleine ziehen. Und bleibt mir vom Leib mit eurer Kritik, weil er sonst was.
All right, what did you think of that, Stephen?
That was interesting. You could feel it's building towards something, couldn't you? It was gradually, and you know, I mean, Harris definitely likes his, you know, he's got his boxes that he likes. You know, if he's got a German link, that's good, and the sort of synth stuff as well, that krautrock thing, and yeah, with that sort of ominous kind of synth just sitting under there and gradually building up, you know, it's, you could tell it's just going to keep and. Yeah, that was not something I would have stumbled across, or I'll probably go back to multiple times. But really interesting, yeah. The Parquet Courtsic we talked about the other day, it catches your attention and goes, "Well, what's going on here?"
Yeah, absolutely. Are you familiar with this program, Deutschland? It started Deutschland 83. Was the first?
Yeah, that was on. I think it was on Channel 4 over here. Yeah, I didn't see them, but I was aware of. I'm familiar with what he's talking about. Yes, I've not seen it, but they did. I think it was a similar thing where they did one called "This Is England," and they did a couple of series of. I think it was 86, and then one was 92 or something. I'm not sure, but yeah, similar sort of thing, moving the timeline forward.
It's one of those shows that. It's been on my list of shows to watch for a long time, and I just, for whatever reason, haven't gotten to it because the list keeps getting longer all the time. I don't know about you. There's so much good television now. But over here, I don't know, are you familiar with a show called The Americans? You heard of that show?
I've heard of it. I think my parents possibly... Is that the one about the spies?
Yes.
Russians living in America as Americans. So, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so I've not seen it, but I'm aware of it again, yeah.
Yes. So my understanding, the premise is, yes, they're Soviet spies in the 80s living in the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Hang on a minute.
I better be aware. Yeah. But anyway, no, it's funny. I think if I'm remembering correctly, I think it actually is Falls Church, which is where Patrick lives. Oh. So it's very funny. But anyway, my understanding of the Deutschland 80s series is that it's a similar sort of show, but within Berlin, I guess West Berlin, but anyway, but it's a similar sort of Soviet spy kind of show, but in Germany, right?
Yeah, no, actually, I've seen it, but I'm certainly aware of it at least. But
So I'm going to check that out, Harris. All right. Now, and especially since you mentioned they got, you know, punk bands on the show, yes. So we got to check that out. Okay. All right, so thank you for that pick. And then the other one he mentioned is Public Service Broadcasting, and the song is Blue Heaven. All right, that's pretty great.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to love that, Jim. I thought this is taking a few of Jim's boxes here.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, both are...
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I could crank that up, absolutely.
Yeah, interesting how both of his picks are like builders that are gradually, you know, because again, that just kept lifting and lifting and lifting up when you felt it. It's probably still going to keep going as well, you know. It was, yeah, excellent. Really good.
Okay, now we get more theme music now. Something you are familiar with, Stephen. It's the Nicholas Nygaard's theme. So before we get to Nicholas's call, how did you come up with that?
As we mentioned previously, after Nicholas did the theme for me, I thought, well, I need to do the same for him then and respond. And as you know, I mainly play guitar. I'm not really skilled on keyboards and stuff like that. I thought, well, I know Nicholas isn't into metal music, but Scandinavia is renowned for its black metal,
right?
And so I thought, well, that I can do. You know, keyboards I can't, but I can put a little bit of metal riffage together. And so, I just thought I'll bust out the 7th string and give it some, Miami Bar abuse in there as well, and just attempt a sort of a black metal kind of vocal style. Whilst it wasn't supposed to be representative of Nicholas, it's kind of what sprung to mind, and I think you just have to go with the flow, don't you? When the inspiration strikes, go with it. Don't try and fight it. So that's what I did.
Yes, it's great. So
well, it was interesting though. A little inside, I think you call it inside baseball talk or whatever. Is that the right phrase? Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes stuff.
Yes.
At the end, I was doing such a heavy dive bomb on the thing that the string snapped. On the track. So the fade is slightly shorter than it would have been otherwise. It ends like, because when I did the dive, you go on the original version, you go, and then ding as the string goes. So I had to cut it a little bit shorter than intended, but it's all part of the fun.
You're so metal, Stephen. All right, so we're going to hear now from Nicholas Nygaard in Sweden.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, and the rest of the Rock in the Suburbs community, including the interns, of course. This is Nicholas calling in from Sweden to give you my October new music pick. So we're already into November. Voted the worst month of the year for the 49th consecutive year of my life. And it's a strong contender for being the 50th as well. It's only 1 month away from December, and hopefully there will be snow then and not so dark and gloomy. So my October new music pick is the band John Ossie, Swedish band, who released a new song called Koala Before the Storm. Nice little wordplay there. They've been around for, well, since 2005 maybe. I've seen them many times live. They're an excellent live band. It's John who plays the guitar and Oscar or Ossie who plays the drums. So John playing the role as Jack White and Ossie the role as Meg White, I suppose. Great new song, and well, if you ever have the chance to catch them live, maybe not so often in the US touring, but they are a brilliant, brilliant band. So check them out. John Ossie, Koala Before the Storm. Take care, everyone. Cheers. Bye-bye.
You know what, band that reminds me of? There's a couple things that come to mind. One is it just that guitar part gives me sort of a new wave sort of vibe. But overall, I think the song, it reminds me of The War on Drugs. Are you familiar with that band?
A little, yeah. It was funny because Harris mentioned New Order. And then when that song mm-hmm. started, I thought, no, this is New Order.
Yeah.
And then, but it was kind of weird because it's like kind of two. It felt like to me it was two songs kind of merged together because you got this new order song underneath, then you got this 80s mainstream rock vocal, and then guitar parts kind of dropping on top during the chorus. Because it didn't go where I expected it to go. It felt like a sort of coming together of styles, you know.
Yes,
and I think possibly I would describe that as kind of Euro rock in a way that if you played that to me blind, you could tell it was made by a European and not by an American or a Brit. It kind of has that feel of the slight differentness. It's been filtered through something else rather than the normal British or US cultural influences. It's gone through a different filter to get to where it is. It's took on a lot of influences from American British music, but it's also not quite that either. There's a slightly different angle of approach that's coming at, you know, if that makes any kind of sense.
That's a very interesting perspective, and I hear what you're saying. And the Swedes in particular are really good at doing that.
Well, indeed, yes. They've knocked out a few good tunes over the years, haven't they?
Yes. All right. Let's see here. Where are we now? We have two more calls. We're going to get to those tomorrow. And that'll be it for Rocktober New Music, all right? So you can stick around for one more day, right, Steve?
That's right, yes. I can hang around for tomorrow, Jim, yes.
Okay. All right, let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I've been Stephen Routledge.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
No, I am Inga from Sweden.
Sweden?